Welcome, Anime Lately podcast listeners and YouTube podcast watchers, to another episode of the Anime Lately podcast. I'm your host, Sam the Manga Man, and here with me are my co-hosts. Introducing first, the Game Master, the Director of Anime, Mr. King of Games himself, Ray Apollo. Our next co-host is a legend in the Black Clover community. He has a great love for Trigon and One Piece, the one, the legendary Vivash Miguel Parra. And finally, our last co-host, he is the CEO of the Careful for Spoilers podcast network and the founder of the No Anime, No Life Facebook group. He has a great knowledge of movies, the great and talented James Barnes.
What's up, guys?
How's everybody doing?
Oh, always better after that. Always.
Oh, always.
Always happy to be here, so I'm very happy to be back with you guys every week.
Great, great, guys. So, it has been a great week after E3. Great animes has came up. So, we're going to start how we always start. What mangas and what animes have we been watching this week?
Ray, want to go first?
I mean, I guess you don't want to go first no more. The streak is broken. It's fine. It's fine now. It's mine now. I'm going to go first whenever I want now. Anyway, Shield Hero. All caught up, baby. Yeah.
Nice.
Caught up on Shield Hero now. That's just one of many that I'm about to get caught up on. So, love Shield Hero. Shield Hero is so good. Very satisfying place. It's they know how to write an anime really well. They know how to write a story, and it shows. And I just appreciate the heck out of it. I like the characters a lot. I was actually worried that this everybody was like, oh, beach episode. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then it turned out to be like
2 minutes.
The important part, and it wasn't even 2 minutes. It was like
less than that.
It was like barely a minute, and I was like, yeah, I like that. Yeah. You didn't waste an episode. Like, you gave me a little bit of the service, but you didn't waste an episode, so thanks. That's the most recent episode, by the way, episode 23. But beyond that, of course, Attack on Titan.
Oh. Welcome to the fold.
Finally, some good fucking plot.
The big oppies, you mean?
No. No. I'm talking about the plot. The actual plot. I didn't say plots.
The actual plot. I mean, you know, certain plot, you know, for a cold word means oppie.
No, plots is oppie. but no, oh god, Attack on Titan. I was so part of me was worried when we got to the point where we did where the action ended. I was like, okay, so this is what this anime's been. Like, it's been really, really, really good action with this much plot to keep you going. Like, it's like we want to keep stringing you along. Here's a little bit there, here's a little bit there, you know, stringing you along. And then this episode was the one where like, here is the rest of the meal that you ordered 6 years ago, my guy. I go, oh my god, I've been waiting for this forever, and I'm so excited. The story is effed, like that. Oh man, the stuff that happened in the episode was like, oh my goodness, this is terrible.
Yep,
but this story is so well written.
Action and the music were your appetizer. Now you got the main course.
Oh, we didn't even get an appetizer before. It was like, hey, yo, we actually forgot that we had food at this restaurant. So, I mean, here was this really, really nice silverware and plates. But we had to go get you some chicken nuggets. But hold on, we got the real food coming a little bit. And that's what happened. It's fine because I love chicken nuggets. Love chicken nuggets.
Sponsored by McDonald's.
Oh, man. No. But then we finally, I loved this. It was so well done. Like, you felt for him. You really did. And it really filled in the mythos of the whole world, which I really liked. I was like, thank you for doing this, because I was concerned that it was just kind of like it was a rehash of a post-apocalyptic world type situation. That was what I was worried about when we talked about last episode. Where it felt like that's what it could have been, and I'm so glad it wasn't. I'm so glad this is a built universe. There's a mythos. There's like oh god, it's like a religion almost, but it happened, you know. And they're like, hey, this happened, and it's amazing. And I was like, oh no, this is good. It's not just all this man-made stuff. No. Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's been the question the whole time, right? How did the walls get built? How could humanity possibly build these walls?
There were so many questions that they answered that they didn't even have to, like, actually say it, because they showed you how the walls were built.
Those are all Titans.
That it's all. They're all Titans. It's insane. So it was good. And then the moment when I realized, so we're going into full spoilers. Now we've kind of like lightly spoiled here. Full spoilers for the most recent episode of Attack on Titan. But all y'all the manga readers anyway, so you don't even care. Whatever. When they revealed the owl, like I had a feeling, like that's who it was. After the fact, after the situation with him and his sister,
mm-hmm.
I was like, because he wouldn't have actually let that happen to the little girl. I don't think. It's just his partner was an asshole, mm-hmm. so he went and did that, and I think he kind of harbored that hate that entire time too, which I was like, oh, yes, like you know that guy finally got his.
Well, he technically also saved him too. It was like,
no, he did that on purpose. He didn't
want him to also see how his sister's gonna die. So
he was also gonna do his job if they didn't have on their armbands, is what he basically said.
Mm-hmm.
He told him, he was like, hey, I'm so glad you actually had on your armbands, because if you didn't, I would have had to like ship you to the island prematurely, essentially. You know, but the one that got me was when we saw the Titan that ate Eren's mom.
I was shook, dude.
Oh,
the Titan that ate Eren's mom is Dinah Fritz.
Yeah, how like, about that? So
Grisha's first wife.
Exactly.
Like, I was what? Just
like, whoa. That's not okay.
That shook me when I saw that.
I was like, that's not okay. Why would you do that to him? But all right. Okay.
Well, I mean, like, he got remarried and got new kids. I mean, of course, he's going to get like angry and kind of jealous.
Come on, Sam. But no, it was. I loved it.
Hey, she crossed over the ocean for a reason as a Titan.
No, she didn't. She didn't cross over there for a reason. She was taken there.
As a hostage.
But man, that was a lot. They threw a lot into this episode, but it was so well paced.
And how about the betrayal of his son?
The son thing made sense. It was still so messed up.
Yeah.
But it made sense. It was basically his father coming back to haunt him, which sucked. That sucks.
I mean, how would you feel if you find out that you pretty much were only conceived to become the symbol of hope for a race of people that you were born to dislike? You know what I mean?
Like, born to hate. You were born to hate them. And you were born basically to, oh man, yeah, he was basically born to hate everything that he was born into. And so now he was, oh, that was rough. I'm kind of excited to see how they develop his story, because I know it's going to be, oh, it's fanatical, which I enjoy really well done fanatical characters. It's just, that was like, yikes, you sold out your mom and dad and everybody else. The years of hard work that they put in, done.
Like, that's what, yikes. I love the first confrontation of Zeke and my dude Eren when they first met. And Zeke told him, like, we were both brainwashed by our father. Mm-hmm. And that really is true to, well, mm-hmm. kind of both of them. That's why I really love.
Well, he didn't say our father.
Oh, he didn't. He didn't that because well, that would have been a huge spoiler.
Yeah, he didn't say that.
That would have been a huge bomb.
Sure. He was just saying that both been tricked by Grisha Yeager.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. Uh-huh.
And that really hit home.
Like, I don't even think that Zeke will call him father, because, yeah, he obviously didn't care about him as his father. He sold him out, you know?
Yeah.
So,
he cared about his grandparents.
That's insane to me. Like, ooh, this is going to be very interesting. It's a battle of the wills now, because, you know, very strong-willed people, those Yeagers.
Yep. So, mm-hmm. Dude, there is so much more for you to learn. And even in this next episode, it's going to be more like, wait, what? So, yes. What?
But that's why I'm really happy this episode turned out the way it did, because Attack on Titan gave me more than just the action to want to go off of every episode. Like, the story was always hinted at, and I was like, oh, that's cool. But then we got to a point where they conditioned us not to expect much from the story, you know what I'm saying? Mm. You know, I said they were building up to a moment like this, which is a huge bombshell. It's a huge revelation for the whole story. But now it's like, all right, now they're like, all right, let's go. You ready now? let's get going. Like, I kind of feel like, I hope that the pace is kind of breakneck from here as far as the story goes. Like, they're going to just kind of start running and keep running. It's like, you're on for the ride now, kid. Let's keep,
yeah,
let's keep
going. It's going to be a lot more information about you and world building. And
I'm happy for this.
A lot of fun.
Because it basically is giving me all I want now.
So, question for you, Ray. Did you recognize what Titan the Owl turned into?
He turned into the Attack Titan.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Which I was like, oh, that makes sense. Because at first I was confused as to whose memories Aaron was seeing it first. I was like, who is it? Which guy is it? Is it this guy or is it this guy? But now I was like, oh, that confirms it.
So, interesting question. They said 9 Titans. We still haven't, anime watchers haven't met all the Titans yet. Right. Mm-hmm. Can you guess at the other Titans with what they see? Like, did you check or pause, or you have?
I didn't pause. I didn't go that deep into it, because I'm sure if I went back and I looked at the stills and counted, I'm pretty sure I could see them. But I'm like, I'll wait.
I think they identified 7, but the other two we weren't too sure of.
They have not identified the other two. I don't even think in those. So I didn't see anything that looked completely outrageous, because start naming them.
We have the Colossal Titan.
Colossal.
The Founding Titan. Attack Titan. The Attack.
Armor.
The Armor Titan. The
Female Titan. Beast Titan. Female
Titan. Beast Titan.
The Titan.
The quad Titan thing.
Yeah, the one on all fours. I saw that one.
And because of Jaw Titan.
Ymir was like.
Yeah, Ymir would count, right?
Yeah. Ymir's would count.
So.
Yeah, she was one of the 9. So that's how many is that?
I think
that's
7 or 8 or something. Yeah,
that's 7. I count 7 from those.
Yeah. The other two, you might meet one more before the season ends. One more.
I mean, it's gonna take a while before you see the other two.
The other two in the time skip.
So
it's gonna be a while.
Are they cool? That's the question.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're Titans.
Not all Titans are cool. I mean, female Titans kind of whack, but I mean, like, you know,
they're interesting is what I would say. They're pretty interesting.
I mean, because technically, like, they're all a part of one, like,
one faction.
They come from one Titan.
And so, like, there was actually a Titan war going on where both sides were using Titans and soldiers were fighting on, because that was during the past.
Like, so I guess my question is then, so the controller Titan doesn't count as a Titan on its own?
It is. It is a control. It is a Titan on its own.
But then the Founding Titan.
That's not an ability, but it's just, is it a separate Titan?
Well, wasn't it? That,
no, I mean, to control it is the Founding Titan, that power controls the coordinate that controls other Titans.
So that's what I
meant. And the being able to control memories and stuff like that. That's all.
Gotcha. So the coordinate Titan is it's not just a separate Titan. I mean, it was the one overall Titan, but now the power is weird and can be eaten by any other Titans.
But thing is,
just like any other Titan shifter, right? Anyone can become, any event of the Eldians can become one of the 9 Titan shifters.
Can they be 2?
Grisha.
I mean, Eren is 2 right now.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm
the Founding Titan and the Attack Titan.
Okay. That confirms something else for me. Cool. That confirms something else for me. Good. All right. So this is getting spicy. This is getting spicy.
Dude, again, wait until the next episode. There's going to be even more bombshells that you're not ready for.
I want them. I'm physically ready for them. I want them. I will drop the bombs on me.
Please. My dude, Al's going to explain everything, and he's going to explain what he has to do and more about the power of Attack Titan and what it does in the Titan and the truth.
God.
And the shit that he explains is insane.
Yeah, it's going to blow your mind, dude.
I want it so bad. So, but I don't want it bad enough that I'm gonna go spoil it for myself, because I could easily go read all this.
Don't do it
easily, but I'm not. I want to watch this.
For those of you that do want to read it though, pick up Attack on Titan Volume 22, and it will give you everything that you need to know if you don't want to wait until next week.
Agreed. Listen, James, stop tempting me. You did that on purpose.
Maybe I did.
And it's on Crunchyroll.
That's it.
Oh yeah, sure. It is on Crunchyroll.
I know. I found out last time, and I've been staying myself from doing it every single time. I'm logged in at everything, and I'm like, oh, I'm not going
to
do it.
Eating Zero's there, 70 Sins, Domestic Girlfriend, other good mangas to read.
You only named one, 70 Other Sins. That's all I need. But yeah, beyond that, you know, Demon Slayer. Of course. God, still so good. Tanjiro.
James, Tanjiro. You cut up, right?
Yeah, I finally saw... the last two episodes, 10 and 11. Tanjiro's amazing. Like I told you guys in the chat, Tanjiro makes me think of how I feel when I see Deku. Mm-hmm. Like, he's such a hero. He always finds a way through. No matter what, he keeps pushing, no matter what.
A wholesome boy.
He's electric. Like every time he is on screen. And Nezuko, oh my God, is she amazing? She is so cool. Without tasting human flesh, mm-hmm. drinking blood, she can fight against higher level demons.
The soccer ball
in hand that scene. Combat. That was so sick. Like,
I can't wait for them to explain what kind of demon she is.
All it took was her sleeping for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
More than 2 years.
And also to get brainwashed, knowing that every human or every person she sees
is hypnotized. Not brainwashed.
Hypnotized. Yes.
It's a spell.
Uh-huh. It's a spell. So I'm like, I'm waiting for the episode when that spell gets broken, and then she's still like, so?
I mean, technically she still recognized Tanjiro, like, during the first episode. Like, wait, don't hurt my brother. Like, the moment when Tanjiro was supposed to save her, even though she turned to full demon, but the Demon Slayer was just about to
kill her. I wonder if we'll ever see that form again, where she looks like a grown woman in demon form.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we'll ever see that again.
I think so.
It's possible.
She can figure out how to use it. I mean, yeah. That was foreshadowing until, like, this is something she can do, you know? So I'm like, yes, please. I love her. At first, I was kind of like, I don't know how I feel about Nezuko, but I'm like, now that they've actually kind of given her own way to defend herself,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, no. Like, more Nezuko, please.
But then, like, they're still weak against sunlight. Like, if you just...
Like,
if she was in a box, and then they just put her under a tree with shade, but pretty much she can't get out of the box because of the sun outside around the tree, basically. She's stuck.
But my favorite episode of episode 11 was all comedic because we met my dude Shaggy. That's what I'm going to call him because he literally was a wuss.
I hate him. I know that eventually he's going to become brave and he's going to be strong and powerful.
Is he though?
I think that's the arc they're setting up. I think eventually he will be brave and he will fight and be a strong demon slayer. But for right now, oh my God, is he annoying.
Very.
He is almost as annoying as the Spear Hero.
But James,
thank you for comparing him to the Spear Hero, because I was like, this is the Spear Hero's little brother. He cries all the time.
But
oh
James,
my God.
Hey guys, that is the Spear Hero. He got taken into that universe. That's what happened. Yeah.
You know what we got, though? We got the wuss. All right, Shaggy. But did you know what we get? We got Tanjiro with his comedic faces.
With his
expression of his face is like, my dude, you're stupid. My dude, you're annoying. Like, his expressions gave those comedic moments that I love. It was so dope. I will say
what stole that episode, though. The little sparrow.
The sparrow was amazing.
It was so cute, but he was so annoyed with that kid. He was like, I hate this kid. Why did he get this one? I hate this kid. It was so funny.
And somehow...
He is the Hercule from Dragon Ball. He is Hero from One Punch Man.
Oh, no.
Obviously, everyone around him died, and he was the last one left alive, and that's how he became a Demon Slayer. Mm-hmm. And he has absolutely no skills whatsoever. But who knows? We'll see. He has
very good luck. Pretty much how he got into this situation of becoming a Demon Slayer was because he got tricked by a girl, and her own grandfather was being trained him.
Sure.
And then he just wanted to die during that examination test, but apparently his survival instinct wouldn't let him.
Sure.
But yeah, apparently, like, yeah, sure. Uh-huh. Sure. But, like, how he was so desperate into, like, trying to marry, like, all the girls, or every girl he sees just wants to marry, and she'd be like, are you trying to be Brock right now?
Like, how pathetic are you, dude?
This is...
So, I mean, I kind of feel like they've they've introduced such a weak character in James. I completely agree with you there, because they're going to redeem him in a really, really strong way, which will be good. But like as of right now, it's like, God, we've had Tanjiro for so long, who was so strong and so good, and then we get a character who is just completely polar opposite. I feel like that's not a setup. I don't know what is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but we met my favorite guy at the cliffhanger, the boar hat face guy. We met him.
Inoku.
His blades, freaking swords, are freaking dope. He reminds me so much of Zoro, or like some freaking
Kenpachi.
Kenpachi.
He looks way cooler than Zoro.
He reminds me of Kenpachi from Bleach because of the sword. It was like spiky.
But his are purposefully.
Yeah, it's like a razor.
Those are purposefully like that. Kenpachi's was like that because he just beat the crap out of everything with his sword. Didn't care.
Yeah.
I'm sure that character also smells bad. I just could look at him and I'm like, he probably smells real bad.
Just because he's a boar head doesn't mean he has to be a full boar.
No. He put a boar head on his head. He probably smells terrible. Terrible.
But I really like him, how much he loves fighting. He reminds me of like so many characters, and it's so amazing how he loves fighting. Like, finally, some escape. Let's fight. Whew. That was really dope.
He looks like a character who is trying to prove something to nobody. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to impress somebody, but that somebody doesn't care. Or they're dead. That usually is the case.
That's a lot of people. That could be a lot of characters in anime. Especially for those battle junkie kind of people.
We'll see. But I like it. I love his design. They all move differently, if you didn't notice. Like, they're all animated to move differently, which I really liked. So.
And plus, what I love about this episode about Demon Slayer, they showed that each character has their own type of characteristic. How our man Tanjiro, the greatest hero of anime right now, better than Deku, he smells. Listen,
boy.
He smells.
Listen. Simmer down, Zoro lover. All right.
Deku sucks. You know that he's
so Zoro.
And our new dude, Shaggy, he hears. So it's really dope how these characters have their own type of traits and senses and attributes. So that means someone must, you know, see good, feel good. That's what I'm assuming.
I mean, but yeah, I feel like they had to do that because, you know, obviously he had a trait that set him apart from everybody else, but they all have to have something that sets them apart,
right?
Yeah. As a demon slayer, or else I don't think they would have been successful.
Because they need super hyper senses in order to be able to attract the demons and other be able to sense them and other stuff like that.
I think my actual favorite thing from this episode, though, is that his injuries carried over.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was very good attention to detail when it comes to the story. I was like, yes, he's hurt. Like, he's very badly hurt. So I was happy that they pointed that out and they reminded us. Like, by the way, he's hurt still from the last fight. And not just insignificantly. He's hurt, but he's still doing what he does, which is insane. But that also means that he needs help. Mm-hmm. He's going to need help, especially fighting this weirdo demon. These demon traits are the weirdest freaking things.
That's what makes it cool, though.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, this is great. Like, it's just so unconventional that I'm like, okay, I like it. Like, that's definitely a demon. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
good nose, good ears, good eyes next. Cool. This will be interesting.
So, I don't know, man. I'm like, I love this show.
I know there's something, there's a part that they never went go back to because they never went back to Muzan. Like, we don't know how he noticed, like, his two other demons, his attendants, got killed by Tanjiro. And
he don't care.
But he still wants Tanjiro dead. He's like, anybody killed him yet?
Those two didn't do it. Somebody else will get it done. He don't care.
Somebody's gonna come. I think he'll actually get one of the 12 to go after him.
Exactly. Yeah, they were imposters, as we learned. Mm-hmm.
Which was a good bait and switch because
it really was.
They were, and you realize how powerful they are, and it's like, wait, what?
How strong they were, and they weren't even officially a part of his gang. You know what I'm saying? They were wannabes. They wanted to be in his gang. So I'm like, oh no, that, like, when I first realized
that sounds real. That sounds
that's
too
not
real.
Good at all. Because imagine how strong one of the 12 actually is.
Yeah.
Oof. So I'm looking forward to that. That's gonna be fun.
Definitely, for sure. All right. Other than Demon Slayer, I think what also was really good in this episode this week was Dororo, episode 23. Oh, yes. It was so insane.
I'm still like 4 episodes behind.
one more episode and it's done. But you know, this last episode was like, oh my god, incredible. It was like a lot of good action, also great choreography in the fight scenes, but the story was also like there. It got the emotional parts. Even Miguel was crying when the death scene came in. And it's not even a human. It wasn't a human that died. It was an animal. So it was great. Honestly, you see a giant rabbit ash Ponyta from the intro, finally in the show right now. He made a great part, helped Hikimaru. But try not to go to spoilers, but he was...
That's why I'm staying quiet.
Yeah, you could...
Good job, Miguel.
Like, you know what, Ray? Maybe Ray could watch it by the time we talk next week for our what has been the best of the year so far. So that's why I'm just stay quiet and hopefully watch it.
Best of the year so far next week?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Next week?
It is also the end of the episodes for spring. Most of the episodes of
next week, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll see y'all the week after next week.
Anyway, guys. But this episode was fantastic. Not just the action, but literally the story. And we're like on our heels right now because we didn't want this episode to end. Like, we wanted to continue for that final episode. But really, I forgot the studio. And I keep seeing it.
The studio MAPPA?
MAPPA. Like, they did a great job with this anime. Even though this was like a remake of the manga series 50 years ago, they did a fantastic job on it. I gotta give them a lot of praise for it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Another anime that went pretty well from last week was Wise Man's Grandchild.
Wise Man's Grandchild was actually very touching.
I forgot all about that anime, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah, I fell off and I don't know if I'm going to pick it back up.
I completely forgot about it.
I don't understand.
I don't think you guys have the right to, because it's forgettable anime. For some people, I completely understand. Some people have told us that for them is their best anime of the spring season.
I've
said that. And I respect the opinion, but I definitely do not agree with them. But definitely Wise Man was definitely the best one, because from episode 4 through 9 definitely has been the most, lovely-dovely slice of life episodes. Then episode 10 finally hit the war, and the last two episodes are going to be about the war, so that's all, really.
I mean, I started reading Black Clover instead.
Yeah, so trust me.
I'll wait till it's over, and then I'll binge it in between something else, and that'll be it. I'm not watching it week to week. There's too many other things to watch and read.
So many better things.
Agreed. So no worries. You're good. But I've been watching
Evangelion coming this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Coming this weekend. So something that I've been reading is called At Age. It's a manga from Shonen Jump. At Age is like about, it's about like a model that's going, sorry, it's about a girl who's into poverty, has two siblings, and she's going to be some type of actress. And it's a very good, interesting manga that I was recommended, so I started reading it. So it was very entertaining.
Okay, cool. How about you, James? Anything that you've watched or read throughout the week?
Besides what we talked about, I haven't gotten a chance to read anything. I wanted to read the last two chapters of Dragon Ball Super before we did the podcast, but I was trying to catch up on a couple
James.
Anime. I know I'm missing out. Moro is so badass, and I'm just missing it.
I think it's 40. Is it 49? Well, 48. I know there's another one coming out in like 2 days. But
yeah, that's right. Shit,
this is the most recent one. Like, oh man, I need you to read it because something happens with Boo, and I'm like, oh my god.
All right.
it made Boo one of my favorite fighters in the Z-verse currently.
All right.
I mean, he Boo is supposed to be one of the most strongest fighters.
He's one of the strongest warriors in the entire universe.
Power.
So I'm really happy that they, like I said, I've said this before, I'm really happy they're using him because they blue balled us with Tournament of Power. And they were like, well, we have to do something with Boo. And so now I see why they didn't send Boo for Tournament of Power, because he was actually too strong, like legitimately too strong for the Tournament of Power.
I mean, he got even stronger before the Tournament of Power.
He's stronger now than he was then. It's insane. Yeah. You learn something about Boo that, because I know you guys aren't cut up, you learn something about Boo that this is why he is the strongest character, one of the strongest characters in the universe, period. He just is.
Damn. I
love it.
You know what's funny? You're actually making me that. I actually want to read Super just to be curious.
Because it's actually good. It's actually fun. Moro
is an incredible villain. He is one of the best that Dragon Ball has had in
a long time. It is such a breath of fresh air to have a villain that is just not Frieza.
He's interesting.
Exactly.
He's interesting.
He is interesting. Like, he's new and he's interesting, and we have no idea what he's going to do, because we've seen what other villains have done. But he's a completely new villain. We don't know what his motivations are. We don't know if he just wants world domination or to have the biggest force. We don't know that yet. So it's interesting. I like him, though. I like Moro. Moro's good.
Okay, cool.
He's not going to be an enemy they can just punch to death to beat.
Yeah, not going to work this time.
I don't think that's going to work this time. So that's going to make it interesting.
Like, is there any, like, with Frieza involvement into this arc? Or no, he's, like, doing his own thing right now.
We have not seen Frieza, I don't think, at all.
Currently. And I'm very happy about that.
So glad to hear that.
I need a break. Everyone needs a break. And Frieza will come back eventually.
Exactly. He'll come back for something stupid. But I think that this is going to... We're going to get a new power-up. It's going to happen. We're going to get another new power-up.
Because how you make Moro think, like, you need someone that's more... maniacal, like someone really smart to take down a
Moro. You're going to need a more condensed version of a power-up, because it's not just I'm gonna punch you to death. It's going to be something where I know how to use the power that I have.
Super Saiyan 4. Super Saiyan 4.
That would make Super no Saiyan sense.
And with Moro, that's not going to work.
It just doesn't matter. Like, it's there's a new...
It'll have to be a technique.
It'll have to be a technique, and it's something that they've already shown us somebody who's not a Saiyan has used.
Okay.
It'll have to be something like that. And James knows what I'll talk about already now. So
okay.
I'm going to say, my next episode recording for next week, I will be cut up with Dragon Ball Super. I'm going to read chapter 1.
Yeah, because it's not 200 chapters.
Please do. Please do.
I can still do it within less than a week, but still.
Me too.
Yeah, because it's not 200 chapters. You could do 50 chapters in a
few. No, I mean, I could do 200 chapters in a week. That's not
me too.
I'm bragging. I could read 200 chapters. I'm not doing anything else.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
But you know, I'm gonna read chapters 1 through chapter 49 of Dragon Ball Super. So I can have a discussion with my guys.
Good. It's good. I like it. Like,
and also being the fandom here.
Join the fandom. You know, Super is great.
All right, guys, let's move on to our news. G-Kids licensed premiere film for September theoretical screenings in North America. I'm actually looking forward to this. They will premiere events for the film on September 17th, 19th, and selected theaters on September 20th.
This is dope. I'll definitely watch in theaters, because the more movies there comes out in theaters means the more movies I should go and watch and support them.
Mm-hmm.
Even though if it didn't catch my interest, but it shows the U.S. companies like G-Kids, like Funimation, like Control, that, hey, we should pull those movies more to these people are buying the tickets, stuff like that. So
that sort of stuff. Yeah, definitely.
You know, I couldn't say it better myself. Like, even if I'm not that interested, I'm still going to go, because I want to support anime in the U.S. as much as possible, and every dollar counts. So yeah. I will be there. I will support it. I need more of it.
I mean, I doubt that I'll get it close enough to me that I could actually go see it. But if I could, definitely would. Let me tell you. Not only that, just to support it, this looks incredible to me. I want it.
Studio Trigger.
I want it so bad. I want it so bad.
Yeah, the animation style is very interesting. And
gorgeous. And it reminds me of all the best parts of Saturday morning cartoons combined with anime. And
yeah, agree. Quality.
It looks so good.
Like, not I'm also agree with you guys, not just to help support the anime movies, but usually anime movies that's in theaters, it's always enjoyable. You always have a great time. You always spend your great money's worth for these watching these movies, and
with fans too.
Exactly, and that's what makes it. With other fans, it's so much fun.
And some of these movies have like those director's cut where you actually get the interview from the directors or the writers or the artists, everything. And theaters, stuff that you actually need to pay for, like DVDs and Blu-rays, just to be able to watch them. But no, you can actually, if you watch them in theaters, you can, if you wait a little bit more in the beginning or a little bit in the end, you actually watch the interviews with the directors or with the workers, the voice actors, whoever, And I always find those interesting as well. Like how they put in so much work into this, how you can put the feeling into this, the drawings, everything into it. It's actually really interesting for me to go in to definitely watch this. Same with Danmachi, that's going to be coming out next month. The Danmachi movie, I'm watching that.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely watching that in theater as well.
I have to check it out. I have no idea what it is. I need to
My beautiful goddess.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Praise the goddess.
Is it all right to pick up chicks in the dungeon? I love this anime.
She is my plot.
For multiple plots.
What the S?
Many plots. I want to hug her.
That was too far. That was too much.
But also season 2 is coming out too soon. Very soon.
It is. And that's what I'm excited for. Yes, please.
All right, guys. Next news. My Hero Academia's 4th season revealed promo video, more cast, and debuts October 12th.
Yes, Deku, let's go!
Shut up, Miguel. I can't wait!
Man, as much as I cut ass on Deku, yo, I started the real MVP. Oh, sorry, wrong topic, wrong discussion. I mean, Deku is, you know, such a great character of My Hero Season 4. In honesty, who looks dope? Midnight. Looks freaking dope.
I actually think Overhaul looks really dope in this anime.
Overhaul looks great.
Exactly right, Hoodoo. But you know.
Night Eye is my man.
I knew who you meant. I wasn't going to correct you because you got yourself. But his quirk looks incredible, by the way. But you know who's going to look super good?
Idomina?
Marina?
I mean, technically, it's a lot of people, so that was a good question. A lot of people going to look good this season.
Yeah.
But a boy, Fat Gum, he's gonna look so good. Oh, I can't wait.
His power in the
But then Red Rocket. I mean Red Riot. Riot's gonna look so good. I can't wait to see his like buffed up quirk.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, this
like
is
full armor quirk.
I can't wait.
And back on Saturday mornings, October 12th, I was so happy to hear that. Like, yes, that's your slot. Don't change that. Saturday morning, that's your slot, My Hero.
Yeah. Back to being a kid.
I can't wait. There's just so much to be excited for with this. There's so much to be.
Sword Art Online in the same day. I love it.
Oh. Definitely. Our Saturdays are now set for the fall season. But every detail in this season is so well, much more better done. But I'm afraid like there's going to be at least some scenes in some parts where the animation might not be like caught up. Like it might not look as good.
No, they better not because they have had more than a year. They've had more than a year.
I mean, how? Like how?
Well, season 3 did have some like...
It happens. It happens in movies. They work on movies for like a year in post-production.
I mean, but I'm
it happens.
But I'm thinking about what could they possibly... Like they're... The big action scenes are the big action scenes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There aren't that many, is what I'm saying. Like, there's some really good ones, but, like, the smaller things, I don't really feel like they're that heavy. You know what I'm saying? But the big, humongous action scenes are huge, and they are, like, I feel like you could focus on those, and everything else that you've done before would stay about the same. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's true.
There's some big set pieces in this one. Like, the biggest ones they've done so far. Towards the end at least, but then I don't know, everything else just seems kind of par for the course, I think, in terms of the animation.
I do agree, and plus this season, from what they have shown with the still shots of the characters and what they show with the preview as well, the still shots with the characters look so detailed more in this season 4. Mm-hmm. Where I'm more amazed about it, like, yo, the characters of Deku, like the whole jawline, the characters, the suit looks more detailed. His freaking whole hoodie finally is on his face. It's not useless no more.
So like, my thought about that is that because these characters have, like, before we've just focused on their quirks, and now we're focusing on the heroes using the quirks, not just the quirk, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that could be completely wrong, but that's what it kind of looks like to me. It's like now we're focusing on the heroes and their quirks, not the quirks.
No, I mean, it makes perfect sense. It's using your quirks in real life situations and finding ways to adapt. It's not just about what your powers can do. Mm-hmm. How can you adapt in these different situations? So 100%.
Because as they learn, the quirk ain't everything. Yeah. They're about to learn that from, well, they've already learned that from one of our boys already.
That's a good point. Which is why Deku being such a brilliant strategist makes him the greatest hero. In this universe.
But we also meet like the current greatest hero here soon. I love him. So at first I was real skeptical, but no, I fell in love with this character. He's so good. He's so good.
He smiles way too much. He has
to be so focused.
Uh-huh. He does. Like, oh god, he like
it takes about such
how his quirk works. That's why they said he rivaled the pros at the time. So, I'm excited. It'll be good.
I'm wondering if it's going to be a 13-episode season or a 26-episode season.
No, it's going to be two cores. It's going to be two cores.
So, they'll probably touch into the Gento arc.
One in the fall and one in the winter, most likely.
I think so. I agree with that.
But then you can't spend like 12 episodes on the Gento arc. Maybe like.
Think about that, though. You have to have a little bit of a break. Mm-hmm. Right after this overhaul arc.
That's why I was thinking maybe one in the fall, take a break winter and come back in the spring.
That's fine. That sounds reasonable.
That makes sense. I mean, because I think My Hero started in the spring. So, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what might happen. Once one core in the fall and then come back part two in the spring, which might happen.
The thing about My Hero, anywhere they put it, it's going to work.
That's true.
Yeah.
It'll just work.
Maybe you're right about splitting it up because
the movie.
The movie, yeah.
January.
There you go. Nailed it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Makes more sense. Because you need some breathing room, so you throw in the movie, get more money from there, and then give a couple more months, give people the workers, and then
builds more hype for the second part of the season.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Yeah.
You give people more to look forward to for the spring season anime. Because. This year has been great with the animes, especially the spring. Wow, it was like fantastic.
I want to ask you guys a question real quick before we move on.
Sure.
Well, two questions technically. Have they confirmed if this My Hero movie will be a continuation from the last one?
They haven't.
They haven't.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
Bet that it's a prequel.
I would love it if it's a prequel.
Like an movie?
I would love it if it's a prequel because we have no idea of any prequel origins or anything like that. I think I would love to see that. We only technically had like a small 5-minute clip.
Exactly. We got the
All Might Rising, I think it was called, right?
All Might Rising. Yep.
That was zero.
What if they gave us a full All Might origin story?
I'm all for it.
Let me give a counter argument. You know how this first core would be about the Yakuza and everything like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened if the movie, like what James said, to what Ray said about the prequel, instead of the All Might, is about the Yakuza and how they, you know, started in there because of how Overhaul spoke about that, but at least it connects to One for All. That's just my theory going out there.
It doesn't sound as interesting, though. Like, it doesn't, like, click.
I mean, we don't really know anything about, even in the Overhaul arc, they didn't say anything about the Yakuza to make them sound that interesting. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just throwing random ideas to what could, you know, of what could connect both stories.
That's a good idea. But for a feature film, it's not interesting. I don't think it's interesting.
Maybe connect it with the Vigilantes story.
That's what I also thought about that. The Vigilante story might be a decent
idea. That is possible.
Maybe do like not have nothing to do with the storyline at all. And you have both the regular My Hero Academia story and the Vigilante stories coming together with one huge. Yeah,
that would be really cool. For an All Might prequel. I think it would be really interesting to start it off around the death of his master and watching him grow with One for All and becoming the symbol of peace that we know. Mm-hmm. And then he ends with him being the symbol of peace. I think that would be a great direction. But I mean, those are all great ideas.
Yeah, I can kind of see it as a flashback of him right after this would start. It would tie back into the anime of him telling Deku, you know, about him as he's trying to teach him how to hone his quirk right during the Gentle arc. I think that would be him telling the story of like, this is what it took for me. It's not.
See, I need to catch up on the manga because I have no idea what that arc even is.
good, because when you read it, it's going to be amazing.
And plus, also what I could add to what Ray said, if we could see how he actually got the injury from One For All.
We've got to see the battle. Like,
I want to see that battle.
We haven't seen that battle.
That battle looks so intense. It's from a
way they tell, the way they keep talking about it, that battle was incredibly epic and also did a lot of damage to the city. So yeah, the whole city. We got to see it. I would love it on my prequel movie. It would be so good.
Just for that battle, I want to see, because
I would love to see. Yeah. God, I want to see his master fight too. Like, I want to see more of her fighting. I really do. But then I also want to see him learning. I want to see him struggle a little bit when he's learning mm-hmm. how to figure this out. You know, I want to see, like, All Might didn't always. And he says this all the time. This was not always like this for me. I honed every bit of this.
He was quirkless too.
Exactly. So I want to see that story, because All Might is such a polarizing character. I love All Might.
I would also love like a origin story of the One For All ability. Like, I mean, they do.
I think it would be kind of a split, honestly.
Yeah. Like a good split where it's not too much, because, you know, you're going to have that with the regular storyline. They're going to go all the way in the past for it. But at least have it connecting it to the predecessors of all the One For All, at least.
That be too much. Well, I guess they could leave stuff about, because wouldn't that might be a little bit of a spoiler for some stuff later on.
Like, maybe just like have like
for the manga,
all,
right?
All black and
yeah.
Like, all the predecessors are all like black. You don't see their face. You don't see their colors. You don't see right. what they're wearing, anything. But you still see All Might's predecessor's teacher. Mm-hmm. Go a little bit into her story, because remember, she has a kid, and her kid has Shigaraki.
That still messes me up, man. Yeah. That still messes, because like, yeah.
it's a lot, dude.
And by the way, for people that are reading the arc right now from My Hero, is amazing. This whole villain arc is doing wonderful job to us readers and fans and audience connect with Shigaraki. Finally needed, because this dude has been a villain that is supposed to rival Deku, and finally, like, my dude,
we got lore for Shigaraki. Yeah, like, got real lore for him.
I didn't feel like you could do shit to the guy. Now I feel like, okay, now you're a fucking boss. Now you're a leader of an organization, the League of Villains. Like, now I'm possibly scared of you. Like, that's how you're supposed to threaten.
No, I kind of feel like, just regardless, you should be scared of this dude. He's unpredictable in a manner that you don't want any villain to be unpredictable in. And he established that when he approached Deku in broad daylight. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah,
broad
arc.
Daylight was like, look, you ain't gonna do nothing. I want to tell you this.
He's unpredictable, really, but rational.
Yes, that's the scary part. That is scary.
But the thing is, this arc really made it feel like it's set in stone. That Shigaraki is the actual villain now. Good. So that's what I love about that. Like, it actually made me like, okay.
Well, so you mean I would like to say that it's he decided to be
yes.
now. Like, All yes. For One really, like, knew what he was doing when he gave Shigaraki, like, you don't need me anymore. Yeah.
Like, a guy like All For One being like, I'm tired now. You know what you're doing, basically, because All For One could have kept going. Let's be real.
He wouldn't have done that if he wasn't sure.
And
All Might was sure about Deku.
Exactly.
And the shit we realize of characters that has been bad since day one. Oh my god.
Stop it. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough.
All right. I think we talked enough My Hero Academia. Which is never not it's non-existent.
Right here over my shoulder. All Might's right there. Always watching me.
Does he have legs? Is he using him?
He's a pop. Of course he has legs. You see who's right in front of him? Deku. I don't know if you can actually see him. Wait,
we can't. I can. It's really Deku. Far back.
Oh yeah, see Deku.
I see All Might. All right. Okay, I see Deku. Okay, all right. Let's move on. Vinland Saga anime promotes a new trailer, and we see a preview of its ending song. Vinland Saga is going to come out next season in the summer on Sundays through Amazon Prime, actually. And this is actually really interesting.
This anime is getting me hype. I saw a couple panels because I was curious of how the art is and how it's going to be transferred to animation. The art is so much like Berserk. Like, so, like, crazy and spatter around, where it's so graphic. It's very detailed. And when I saw the art, I'm like, wait, this is getting animated? And then I compare it. the freaking art style in the manga wise is so crazy and detailed. When you see in the anime, it's so clean, but so much more smoother. I'm like, wow, it's a big comparison compared to each other. So it's really getting me intrigued for this story that I don't know much about, but I'm very curious to see how Vinland Saga goes and how does the audience receive it.
Oh, I know Vinland Saga is a manhwa, which is like the Korean webtoons comic, which everything is in color. And I've had someone comment saying, I'm really glad that Vinland Saga, the manga, or manhwa, the drawing and art style was fantastic, and it's really hard for an anime studio to be able to do copy the same thing. Well, but then he,
because I've seen some Chinese, I don't know what they're called, but like Chinese mangas adapted in anime, mm-hmm. and they are nuts. Yeah, the animation and those things are crazy.
What's it called? Wasn't it called Dragon Slayer? I can't remember what it was called, but there was this really dope Chinese anime that came out recently.
Crazy stuff. Like, I've seen some insane, like, when they're like, oh, the animation is too hard, I'm like, man, but like, people can do it. There are people out there that
it's possible, and they did it. Saga's one of them.
It's there, it exists.
it's definitely, we see it happening. It's coming down in 2-3 weeks, so summer season will be showing Vinland Saga on Amazon Prime, guys,
and I want it so bad.
Looks great.
Yeah, Amazon's been great with their anime popping out.
They've been selective, but they've been very like good with their selections.
Like, they know which one to choose from, mm-hmm. and which studio to go.
Well, which one set them apart? I think they've picked ones that have best set them apart.
Dororo, Vinland Saga, and plus Banana Fish, which I still need to watch.
On my list.
Me myself, I haven't watched either, so definitely on my list. And I'm really intrigued of how it's gonna go, because, like Sam and Ray said, that they're choosing great choices of which properties to get and which properties to have it as for license. So very happy for Amazon Prime to be in the game with Netflix, Crunchyroll, and Funimation. So I'm very happy about them.
I kind of think
they're throwing away for them. That's good.
I kind of think they're doing a better than Netflix, in my opinion, mainly because Netflix is not doing week by week. You literally have to wait who knows how long, and then you get all the episodes from there.
Well, that, and I would say overall quality, just from Dororo, and now we're gonna have Vinland Saga way up here. Mm-hmm. Like Netflix stuff, they have like 12 to stack against these two. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they have some good animes, but the thing is that since they're not doing bi-weeklies, they're just waiting for like literally another 3 more months, and then they put it all their episodes up onto Netflix. But
that's the Netflix style, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and hopefully they change that stuff, because there's an anime I've been wanting to watch that came out this season of spring called Carol and Tuesday.
Same here.
And their music and animation is great, but I'm not going to give up and go and watch illegally. It's on Netflix, but in Japan Netflix. I could buy my...
use a VPN.
Yes, okay. I could do that. I know I could do that. Right, but I could wait. I have patience, kind of. I've been... holding on for
VPN's not cheating, just do it.
I kind of want to hear the dub version as well, like see how they would work it as well too.
Well, Karen Tuesday is going to be dropping in the fall, in the end of this year, so I could wait. It's not that far away. Netflix said they're going to drop in the fall, so not that far away. I have already a lot of TV shows and anime to watch already, so I'm like, hey, I could wait. No worries, not a big deal.
Okay, cool. All right, let's move on. First 12 minutes of Dr. Stone anime of the first episode will stream on July 1st. Honestly, they didn't need to do this.
No, they don't need to do this. But I think that, to me, that means that they're worried that there's not enough interest in it right now.
No, they did this because they knew Miguel Parra will be leaving to Florida with his girlfriend for anniversary vacation. So they knew, hey, you know, before he leaves, let's give him some sauce. Let's give him some flavor. Let's give him some Dr. Stone.
Not a lot of action, and they need people to get excited.
Exactly. So I'm 100% behind that. They need to get people excited. So how do you get people excited about an anime that where they can't do a trailer where you see a bunch of people doing crazy powers and beating people up? Like, they have to show you some of the story to get you invested.
Mm-hmm. Can you let a dude be hype? Maybe they probably want to help some guy out so he can watch it. Damn.
All right, Pineapple Head. Okay.
Because unfortunately, ratings really matter. So if they don't start off really well, it won't get a season two. I've seen incredible anime not get a season two, and it's like, I don't get it.
Well, was, I've Kaze no Stigma, I think, got two seasons and deserved way more. It just didn't have the ratings. It just didn't. So
hopefully those,
which blows my mind.
If I have to make 10 different accounts to help you guys get ratings, I will make 10,000 accounts for Dr. Stone. So please, guys, get those ratings. Get a season 2 because you freaking need it and I want it.
Bleach very much. Ratings. Bleach.
Yes. And also for YouTube, definitely, guys, I'll be reacting to that and for put on the channel because definitely that'll be my Stone.
Watch. Oh, we know.
chivalry for the failed knight. I need a season 2. I will talk about this anime until the end of time.
I'm reading it though.
Right now.
It's still going.
I'll be reading it.
The manga's still going?
Yeah, it's still going.
Holy shit. All right, cool.
I'll find it for you. I'm still reading it, but they rarely update. Whenever they update, I'll read it, but it's really hard for them to update. What I'm also, but anyway, going back to the Dr. Stoners, I'm actually really surprised that they're doing this premiere on YouTube.
Yeah, like, that's true. Why not on Crunchyroll? Just like, if I'm correct, Chihiro had an early premiere.
YouTube is such a bigger platform. Everyone has YouTube on their phone. Notification on their phone. They can watch it from literally any device anywhere.
But they do need like news and subscribers. Or like, it needs to be within the ratings so that everybody knows about Dr. Stone, and so that people who don't know about it, who are not anime fans, just go into it. What's this? Like, what kind of like cartoon anime show is this? And then that goes in the video, see how much time they invest into watching videos. Usually, if they're fully invested, probably 1 minute. If they're entertained within that first minute, they'll keep going. All right, another 2 more minutes, and then six more minutes, so on and so on, because people's attention span, especially on YouTube, they can't last more than 7 seconds.
But also, social media is going to be helping that because of Twitter, Facebook, that, yeah. IG.
The ability to share the video.
Tags. That's what's going to be. Share, tags, everyone will find it. So trust me, people will post it in the groups. People will post it on all the social media platforms saying, yo, new Dr. Stone, first 30 minutes. Let's watch it together. Boom, let's talk about it. People want to talk about it together as a community. That's what are the Facebook groups. That's what Twitter is, what the tags. People sharing it. People retweeting it. People doing it on IG, putting it like a 1 minute clip. And then right there, putting the clip. Go find it on YouTube. That's how it is. And that's how, maybe like James said, why they chose YouTube as a bigger platform to do it. Because it's much easier to share. Instead of Crunchyroll, you need to have an account. YouTube, you could just boom, click it, share. It's free.
That's true.
Yeah, you literally click the share button and it gives you options directly to social media. It is the easiest thing ever. It is the easiest way to get the word out.
Team ace. There's whatever firm they hired to market this, ace. They know what they're doing. Like, this is smart.
Like, this stream will also feature a talk event featuring the voice actors for Yusuke.
And Senku.
That's Senku. Makoto Furukawa, that's Taiju?
Yeah, Taiju.
Yeah, and so this will be a really good stream to like just watch in general to see some background.
It's like they really want to introduce you to the world of Dr. Stone because, like I said before, they have to get people interested.
This is no power ups. This is literally all science. Yep. So this is not like, this is part of shonen, but this is not involving any type of power ups.
This is the smartest thing they could be doing. Smartest thing.
So another reason why they're doing this is to set the right expectation. There is nothing that pisses people off more than going into something thinking they're getting something else, and then it's this other thing. They're not going to give it a shot. It's like, well, that's not what I came here for, and it's shit. Set the expectation for what it is, and if you like it, great. If you don't, move on. It's not for you.
So smart. This is such a good move by them. So props to them for that. Like, if I didn't know anything about Dr. Stone for this, I would definitely watch it, you know?
I mean, I also say it's also great because Anime Expo people will be able to have first episode access the day before releasing to Crunchyroll. This is just a little bit sweeter where we get the first 12, everybody gets a chance to watch the first 12 minutes on it, like on July 1st. So definitely can't wait.
By the way, can we also talk about how well done this website is, by the way?
Right?
Yeah, Dr. Stone website? Yeah, it actually is.
Pretty easy to navigate. It's clean. I like it. There's some smart people there. They care, and that's good.
They do. And I love how they use the science type of stuff they use on it, so that's really dope on it. And the animation of Senku, Oh my god, I just
Be careful, Luffy might get jealous and leave the room again for an episode.
Trust Don't me. Worry, he'll come back. He Trust always me. Comes back. He
always comes back.
Trust me, if they have a Senku stand like him tall with the rock and stuff like that he has there, I would have a Senku character right here as well.
Hopefully. Oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah. I think I'll have Elon Musk or someone, the scientist, an engineer.
That's dope though.
All right, to our final news. Fire Force anime video promote previews with opening theme song and battle scenes.
Let it be lit.
Who wants first dibs to talk about this?
This looks so fun.
You went for the obvious one. You did it.
I had to go there. It was going to be one of us technically going to throw a fire pun.
I wasn't going to do it. I was going to be above that, Miguel.
One of us was going to be a Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh, my God. But this looks like so much fun. I can't.
So much fire, right?
This looks so cool.
Okay. Fire Force looks exactly like everything I like in an anime. Everything. 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 There's the action looks hype as hell. There's plenty of plots. Notice those. Don't think I missed those.
I was bring those.
I saw them.
How was that the girl? A girl already had a jacket. Somehow it came up out of nowhere and she's in her bra. Like what? How?
There's fire everywhere, man. It gets hot. Anyway,
it gets fire?
Like this the story from the trailer that we saw actually looks really good. I'm really curious to see, because this is such an interesting take on something so everyday, you know what I'm saying? Firefighters. Mm-hmm. But then I saw like priests and nuns and I'm like,
and there's a devil.
What are y'all doing? Yeah, like there's demons and I'm like, what's happening? I was like, this is like the Gray Man meets Blue Exorcist meets
fairy tale.
Fairy tale, straight up, like there's a super shonen. Like, I was like, what is happening? I want this. I need to see it.
It's also getting that Soul Eater vibe as well. And I actually really love
I feel like only because of the animation on that one. Like, the animation did seem very reminiscent of Soul Eater.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is from the same studio, if I'm correct, but I haven't watched... I'm sorry, I haven't finished Soul Eater. I only watched up to episode 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. Around there.
But, like, I was a little confused about this. Are we having firefighters really fighting against fire demons? Or are they fighting each other? Because... they seem to be wearing the same blue, like...
That's what I said. It was interesting. The story is interesting.
What I could read and tell from what I heard throughout the interweb is that these people are firefighters on a daily job, but at the same time, they take up fires, but also they take up priests that are like devils. But they have two good devils, from what I know. The main character is like one of the strongest devil, from what I could tell and from what I heard.
Like I said, I'm excited. I want to see it. I want to know more about it. I need it. It sounds great.
Like that main character, he's reminding me of Natsu. Like his moves, his fight styles, his fire everywhere.
Natsu and the main character from Blue Exorcist.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I got the biggest vibe from the character from Blue Exorcist than anything.
Yeah.
To Rin.
I've not seen Blue Exorcist either.
I think that's Rin.
Put on the list. Yeah,
I read Blue Exorcist. I didn't watch it. I just read it, and I'm really loving the manga for it.
Good.
But definitely Fire Force is one of the animes that I am all for and interested. So glad I'm not reading the manga for it, because I would not be able to enjoy it much more. Going in blind is so much more fun than...
Tell me about it. It's great.
I know.
How many fans have asked me, yo, Miko, read Fire Force. Like, guys, I would. Trust me, I would. If Fire Force was coming out in 2020, I would have read it by now. But it's coming out literally this coming season. Let me just go in blind, guys. You want a better reaction from me. A better reaction you would get from me from actually doing it.
From what I've seen about it, though, I hear that the manga is really well done.
Like, no, it's well done.
I hear it's gorgeous. So,
it is. I've seen some panels. Some panels are scary. That's how detailed it is.
Oh.
Coming from a guy who's read a lot of manga, and especially with Attack on Titan, I felt like I could have enjoyed last episode if I didn't read the manga at all and I had no prior knowledge at all what was going on. I think I would thoroughly even more enjoy it.
That I agree with Sam. Me knowing the manga, I still react because it's just seen it animated. I react more than Sam. But when Sam has read the manga, he's useless for thumbnails.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I am.
He's useless for thumbnails. He don't react at all.
I feel like it's hard to
because you've known it for so long.
Yeah.
I feel like you've known it for so long that it's the novelty has literally worn off like a year ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was a year ago. The chapter that we're on now, I think I read this like a year ago.
Oh, that's
for Attack on Titan.
For you guys, it's definitely because the novelty's gone. Like you've had the information, you've known it, you've gone on, you've read other things. It just died out. Or anywhere near a surprise for you.
Exactly.
Yes, it was super cool, and it is still cool, but for you, it's like, no, it was super cool, and it's just, you've had time to live with it, and that changes.
The thing is that, for me, if I read the manga, but I'm still reacting, it's because just seeing in life form and moving with step piece and everything, that's how I still react to it. But Sam, he has read She-Hero. He has read Attack on Titan. So when it comes to those types of stuff that he has already read, he's just more, wow. But when it comes to the problem, never then, he's just like, what the fuck is going on? So I'm like, that's why I like from Sam.
That's why I can't watch other people play video games that I plan on playing anymore. I can't do that. Because like, if I watch anything from it, it takes away from my experience when I'm playing it for other people.
I agree with you. When you was playing Breath of the Wild, I was just going in and out because like I don't want to spoil you. I don't want to say you're playing because I rather.
Exactly. So you'd rather play it.
So like other games that you play, I should be so entertained. Like so like, he's dying. It's
games that I can't play because like my system is too like the game is too old or the system like I got the PS5, but the game that I wanted to play was in PS4 and I can't do it.
And I said this exact thing today. It's like, I will watch somebody play a game that I have no intention of playing or that I just don't have time to play, but I kind of want to see it. You know what I'm saying? I will watch people play those games just kind of to see it.
Like I watch people play BioShock and I know it's a great game.
And I will listen to people talk about anime that I won't watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I know I'm not going to watch it, I will listen to people talk about it. I will. Because I'm not going to watch it.
It's like, for example, quick thing. Like, Doom? No intention of playing that crazy-ass fucking game that's coming out this year.
I'll watch gameplay.
I will watch Ray playing it and him scream and him get scared the whole entire time. My ass ain't
scared as Doom Man. What you talking about? Doom Man has no fear.
But the monsters that you're versing and pop out at you, you'll be screaming at because that's what you was doing when I was editing. So I'll be entertained by editing and watching, but I will not be playing that crazy game.
I'll probably be laughing at those moments. I'm gonna be buying it. Hey, this is like Gears of War all over again.
Oh God! But yeah, related back to the anime topic, it's just different. The novel like that is one thing where sometimes I just refuse to read the manga. Because I want to see, I feel like there's just so much more, I get so much more satisfaction out of watching something and having not seen it before.
That's true. Because back then, for me, like, I didn't watch as much anime as I do, but I always kept reading the manga. And for me, it's like, I don't need to watch it. I read it. I know what to happen. All I need, if I'm going to watch it, it's really for the just to see how well the studio did for the animation or for the music that I can't hear music in manga. Like maybe they did some great music or great intro. Some banger music that I want
to pick. That's why I've been trying to go back to watch some Black Clover because I've read a lot more of it. And I'm like, I'm trying to watch certain fights because I'm like, well, how did they actually animate this? Because in the manga, it looks crazy, but I'm like, I'm sure there's a chance that this looks incredible.
Quick Black Clover hypeness right here. The current arc right now just started, the elf arc, finally officially started. And the animated, they step it up a notch because they added more animator teams to it. Thank you, Studio Peria. So thank you, the company, because they added more animated people to animate this arc, and as it should have, because the still lines, every character, the foreground, the background, everything, you could tell a huge difference by watching it. So thank you.
Just because they hired new people doesn't mean I trust them to work on the next season of Attack on Titan.
I can't trust them to do
Attack on Titan.
That's a hell no.
Season 4, no, I can't give it to them. But honestly, I need to watch a lot more animes now, mainly because like there are some that they don't have manga. Most of the animes that I'm interested in has no manga backing it up at all. And that's even better. I have no idea. I can't be surprised. I'm not full on reading light novels, but definitely it could bring a lot of interest. because there are animes before manga, like Darren in the Franxx, Planet With, and I enjoyed them. I enjoyed watching them, and gives me that new profound love for what anime is and what's anime going to be.
But for one of the transitions that we should do then is that we're talking about anime is that right here with a question from the group, and Junyun, I'm gonna pronounce your whole name incorrect. I totally apologize. Or if anybody wants to pronounce it for me, Junyun Bonelli.
Yeah, it's Bonelli. That's actually my cousin.
Oh, so, we just chose a question.
Family.
What are the 5 OG animes that you will go to, and how would you sell it to someone watching for the first time?
Can I just pick one of them?
Yeah, 5 is
that's a lot.
Well, yeah. Well, your cousin chose 5, so you guys could do one. I'm gonna give a good 5 because I already have them. I mean, in my head.
We all choose.
I'm not gonna try to sell you on all 5. That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Agree.
Okay, I got an alternative. Somebody gets 2, and the rest of us gets 1.
Well, I mean, if you want to listen to anime, you know, Miguel explain anime badly. I mean,
wait, it's not my turn. It's somebody you know, else's turn, because I don't want to go this time. I'm not ready for it.
So if we're just, he said, what are your 5 OG animes that you go that?
How would you sell it to someone watching it for the first time?
So, I'm gonna give 5, but I'm gonna sell 1 just to say. So I'm gonna go 1, Trigon, then 2, One Piece, 3, the original Dragon Ball, 4, Digimon, 5. I'm gonna give something for this year, Doro. Something okay. That does a little mix up of a little mixture of everything, a little balance of everything. And one that I'm gonna sell it to you, it will be One Piece. That's the one anime I'm gonna sell it to you. Why you should be watching it. Because Oda is one of the best storytellers. Oh,
sorry, hold on.
All right, do you want to listen to why you should be convinced to be reading or watching One Piece? All right, here, I got you. Well, here's my story time. I'm being serious.
Sorry, what'd you say? Did you finish? My bad, I almost fell asleep again.
All right, so the reason I'm going to show you to you One Piece is because Oda is one of the best storytellers that has been foreshadowing stories from day one with chapter 1 of One Piece. And all the way to up to chapter 945 currently, he's been foreshadowing so much foreshadowing stories that has been going on with every character, Nico Robin, the whole Straw Hat crew, and everybody else. And you feel the growth of all the characters, Zoro and them. You feel of what they're going through. It's not the destination. It is at the end of the story, the One Piece, but it's a whole adventure of what they're going through and of them changing the world from the world government, the Navy, and plus the Celestial Dragons. So at the end, everything's going to be wrapping up into one beautiful story. So to me, it's definitely worth giving a shot. Do not underestimate just because of what the story is, because of the number of episodes, the number of chapters. See it as they delve into it. See if the story catches your attention. Don't look at it of what is the long journey it is, but see it as you'll be entertained. And if you're not, it's not for you then. But hopefully you will be if you are interested to watch One Piece.
Okay. All right. Anyone want to be next?
Oh, sorry. I fell asleep with my eyes open. You done? Cool.
And I was being serious here.
I know you were, and I know you love it. I just give you crap because I can.
I know.
Just because I can. One of y'all want to go?
James?
I'll go. I'm only picking one, though.
That's fine.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to choose one, too.
I have to pick my favorite anime of all time. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Oh, I felt it. I knew it. There you go.
I feel like it has absolutely everything that you could want. There is incredible action. There is mind-blowing story, animation. There's truly a universe. There is a world to this. There's some really heavy subject matter. It goes into genocide. Like, what does it mean to exist, really? What do you do with something that is an ultimate power to a lot of people? And what does that ultimate power cost? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot to that anime. And I feel like it covers a lot of bases for, I think it can capture anyone's attention. There's something for every anime watcher in this. And I cannot recommend Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood anymore.
Okay, you want to go next?
Yeah, so I'm going to choose one of the other of the big three from the OG. I'm going to go with Naruto. And I'm gonna say Naruto as a whole. So Naruto and Naruto Shippuden. I'm both of those because it matters. And let me tell you, Naruto is one of the best character stories out there because of the progression. There is such a change from when you meet Naruto and his team for the first time to where we leave them at the very end. It's insane. That whole progression, everything that these characters learn together and what they overcome together and what they, you know, the challenges they face and the loss and they learn. And there's so much that goes into this that I think about how much Naruto grew. And I'm like, wow. Because this, almost at the beginning, Naruto isn't a character you're supposed to like, you know? you're not supposed to like Naruto because Naruto doesn't like himself in the beginning, believe it or not. And yep. So it
believe it, guys. Like
seeing him learn and grow up, minus all the filler, because like that's a bunch of bull. Wait another 10 years, and we'll get a Naruto Kai. We'll get one. I guarantee it. We're gonna get a Naruto Kai where they cut out all the filler and it's just all the good stuff. Guarantee it. But I don't know. Just something about Naruto from start to finish. Just seeing the progression, seeing how they grow, seeing the world change as they change. It's pretty. You're not going to get that very often. Like, there's going to be a lot of things that try to be in Naruto that won't necessarily hit that status because it just worked in the right time, right place. You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful. I love it.
Okay. I guess it's my turn. I think one of the OGs that I would definitely put up there is Guru Lagann. That's a lot of emotion, a lot of brotherhood, friendship, striving, working hard, and never stop believing that you can do something, because the moment you stop believing yourself is the moment you fail. So always, if you need someone to always help you, saying like, you have to strive forward. Don't believe in me that believes in you. Basically, it was like a whole anime of keep striving, keep working, no matter the sacrifices, no matter how much emotion and pain that makes you, that's going to make you stronger and become an even better person in the future. And it did. It really worked. That's why I really like Guru Lagann. There's so much emotion into this anime. Giant robots, like space wrecking robots. Very entertaining. Really one of the best. That's why would I put within the OG of top of animes.
Quick question, last thing before we leave, about OGs. Just a lovely discussion that was going on in the group of No Anime, No Life, and I just want to get your question, guys, real quick. Lovely discussion talking about what's the big three. So I just want to ask you guys, what do you guys consider was the original big three of the early 2000s to now?
I think it's obvious for everybody right here. It's Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach.
And yeah, that was the big three.
Yeah, thank you. So I just want to confirm that because a lot of people was adding Dragon Ball Z into the big three without Bleach in it.
It was over then.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was done. Mm-hmm. I think the last one to actually join the group, the person who replaced Goku technically was Ichigo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So because it was Naruto, Luffy, and Goku. And then when Ichigo came in, it was Naruto, Luffy, and Ichigo.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. A lot of people are discussing about that in the group, so I just want to have the little quick discussion.
A lot of people put their preferences into stuff like that, but the 2000s like big three were Bleach.
Yes, that's the facts. That's the facts, and that was because the three creators that made Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece said that they were inspired by Toriyama.
Exactly.
So how could Dragon Ball be in that if he can inspire himself? So,
and like I said, that at that time that story was done. The yes. Dragon Ball Z mm-hmm. story was done. So
that's the granddaddy. Like
yeah, exactly.
It's like it's, within like this like golden age. Like maybe would you say big three is like the silver age and Goku and Dragon Ball is like the golden age?
I would agree to that.
I would say like Yusuke, Urameshi, Goku, and
God dang it.
What's his name? What's his name?
Don't know.
I don't know.
Is it Guts?
I think it was Guts. Berserk?
Yes, it's from Berserk?
Berserk, yeah. It's Guts.
Because didn't that come out before them too? It came out before the other ones as well.
Way before, yes.
Yeah, so I think it was Guts. So
that's how I see it, that all the way from the 70s to 2000s, that's all, that is like the whole golden age. We're right now, I see it as like we aren't in the silver age. That's how I see it for anime and manga.
I mean, it can always improve. Not to say
it's gonna improve. Let's be real. Yeah. It will. Yeah.
But then you can't forget where it all started, though. And
I agree.
And how it all started. It's not like the best. Like it wasn't. Right. You just needed a foundation, and that's what Dragon Ball was. It was foundation.
And give it time. Like our big three is gonna change again. These characters are going through, like the characters in these current shows are going to change, and they could be the big three, because you know we didn't consider Naruto big three for a while. You know what I'm saying? We didn't. But when they finally got on board with it, and you actually saw, oh, Naruto's okay, it's doing something. That's when they threw, like, that's when Naruto became a big three character. I wouldn't say that was until about Chunin exam.
Yeah, I think it's like was it during the part where Orochimaru was introduced?
Correct.
Yeah, I think that Chunin exam. Yeah,
that was Chunin exams.
Yeah, that's honestly when Naruto got really interesting for me.
Exactly. I feel like it got that way for a lot of people. This is taking a whole different step.
It was a Zabuza. That was for me.
Which Zabuza was awesome. Like, that was great. But when they hit the Chunin exam, it's like, oh, there's a whole bigger thing happening here.
there was more other people with special abilities that got better fights and stuff like that. And then the whole pointless of Sakura cutting off her own hair, kind of.
This little tiny tangent. When we got introduced to those sound ninja, my whole life got changed. Because them sound ninja came in and messed them up. And
they were adults compared to those kids.
Right. Well, then I tell you right now, a panel that haunts me to this day from a manga is during that, when Shino fought that sound ninja that shot the sound out of his arms, and he plugged up his arms with the beetles, and his arms just blew off. Messed me up. And it still does. It was real. It was nasty, is what it was. It was nasty.
I think I remember like the moment when Sasuke had his curse mark comes out and broke the arms of the other guy. Since you love your arms so much, he literally pulled the Vegeta. Mm-hmm. Onto Android 15, I think it was.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. 19. Yeah, and broke his arms, like literally, because he heavily relied on it and stuff.
Actually, you know what? That was really reminiscent of that moment. I had never really compared them side by side in my brain. Really reminiscent, almost.
Yeah, that's Naruto saying thank you, Toriyama, for your inspiration.
See, thank you guys for confirming it, that the original three were Goku. I'm sorry. Lee, One Piece, and Naruto.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some weird people who would put Yugi in there, but that's different.
No, that's
there are some people who would consider Yugi up there.
That's more like trading cards kind of category.
No, that anime was super popular.
Yeah, I feel like at the height of Yu-Gi-Oh! It was the biggest thing at that moment.
So, there are some people, like I said, who would consider him one of the big three. James? Well, I mean Pharaoh, not Yugimoto.
True.
All right, guys, let's head out to our outros. James, Ray, please set us your plugs.
Yeah, I'll go first. Make sure to follow me all over social media at C4 Spoilers, the Careful for Spoilers podcast. We just started our John Wick series. That episode is going to be up sometime next week. I'm not sure exactly when, but check us out on Careful for Spoilers, all over social media, and at carefulforspoilers.com.
Right?
Cam Games.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you. Yes, I'm Ray Apollo. You can find me everywhere on the internet under Ray Apollo. One word, not two, just so you know. Streaming every day on Twitch except Sunday. Currently playing through Divinity Original Sin 2. It's a fun tactical RPG with a crazy story like any other I've seen so far. We're having a great time. We also post our videos on YouTube. We're shooting for one a week at this point. We're going to get that figured out. Your boy, Legend D-Vash. He's hooking us up. He's gonna edit some videos for us, and they look great. So, if you want to support the both of us, make sure you go over to the YouTube and check them out. But I'll see you in chat.
Yeah, click the subscribe button for his YouTube channel. It's in the description down below. Other than that, guys, follow me at Legend Evange everywhere else, Twitter, IG, and support us, the Anime League channel. Thank you very much. Sam, take it away.
Guys, you can follow me at Sam the Manga Man at all my social medias. Also, follow and support the Facebook, Twitch, and Patreon at Anime Lately. And also follow our other social media platforms at like Twitter and Instagram at AnimeLately_. Anime Lately has a YouTube channel, so check this out because you're going to be watching. Well, you probably watched this in the video side, so you can subscribe if you haven't yet. Press the like button because we love your support. And give us a comment. Let us know if you have any questions for us that we can all answer. Guys, thank you for watching or thank you for listening. Have a good day, guys. Peace.